Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and today we are going to speak about breastfeeding. It is World Breastfeeding Week, and also there is an event happening at the Blueberry Arts Festival, a mom and baby friendly rest area, and so we'll hear more about that. Joining us this morning, we have Jessica Mills Clark, Aubrey Klein, and Carla Gelhar. Got that right. Okay, thanks. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And Jessica, let's start with you because you have a specific topic you wanted to discuss. Correct?
Sure. Well, thanks, Maria. We just wanted to let everybody know that as part of the early learning program at Community Connections, we will have a presence at the Pet and Doll Parade. So we're encouraging everybody to come to that. That's Friday at 2 o'clock. And during that time, you can sign up for our Watch Me Grow program, which is a super easy screening process that a parent can do with his or her child, just to kind of get an idea of where the child is at as far as developmental skills and things like that go. So you sign up at the for the program at the Pet and Doll Parade at the end. I think we're going to be at the fire station. And then you can drop off your form either right then and there, or you can drop it off at the children's library, because we're going to be doing a promotion throughout the month of August to get the word out about the Watch Me Grow program. And we're going to have a big drawing on September 1st where you could win this cool little toy basket full of toys and books and all sorts of developmentally appropriate materials for children ages birth to three. And you can also get your passport stamped there. Not sure if people remember the passport program we have going on, but that's a cool promotion that we have that just helps families get out in the community, and you get your stamp for your passport, which enters you in another raffle.
And is that a Community Connections project, this passport thing?
The passport's actually a joint project between the Early Learning Program at Community Connections and folks at the library and the school district. We had sort of a community group that put that together, and it was originally funded through Best Beginnings a few years ago.
So if you go to certain locations, you get a stamp, is that?
Yes, right. Okay. You could go to the library story time. You can go to the checkup, your well child checkup with your pediatrician, all sorts of things.
And where do you get the passport itself?
You can get it at the library or at the Pet and Doll Parade. We'll be passing out some new ones there, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Great. Anything else you wanted to mention?
That's about it. Thank
okay.
you.
And do you have any booth at the Blueberry Festival? Are you doing anything at the Blueberry Festival or just the Pet and Doll Parade?
We're going to just be supporting the Boys and Girls Club. I just said that wrong, didn't I?
Big brothers, big sisters.
I'm sorry. Oh, dear.
One of those youth organizations.
Yes, our very close relationship. We're going to be helping out at that booth and I believe at the school district booth, just kind of doing the same thing, getting the info out on Watch Me Grow and the passport, but also because we really want to support breastfeeding in this community, because it's just one of the healthiest things a mom and baby can do for each other.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And Aubrey Klein, you are with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So let's speak a little bit about that organization before we move on and what you are planning at the Blueberry Festival.
Sure. So Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-on-one professional mentoring program for the youth in Ketchikan. We professionally support these matches in hopes that these children that are in our program will grow and avoid some risky behaviors such as adolescent drinking, drugs, alcohol, drugs, so that we can hopefully have a little bit of a better start for our kids in this community.
Okay. And at the Blueberry Festival, you have a special booth?
We do. So we, every summer, sell raffle tickets for fundraising. Great prizes are Alaska Airline miles, $100,000 for the first prize, $50,000 for the second, and $25,000 for the third. And so I decided this year to do a booth and do just a little bake sale for donations and hopefully get some people in to buy some raffle tickets for the drawing that's in September. And a couple of weeks ago at an appointment with Janae, she mentioned that she was interested in having a booth for mom and babes to just kind of take 5 minutes to themselves, for a mom to be able to nurse, a mom to be able to even come in and just bottle feed or change a diaper. And I had all this extra space in my booth that I wasn't going to be using. And as a mom of a new baby, I thought it was important to have something like this at the Blueberry Festival. So I wanted to help support that. And that's pretty much how this whole thing got started.
Okay. And you have your little one with you here.
I do.
And we can hear a little cooing in the background. And what is your child's name?
Her name is Carter.
Carter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, welcome to you, too. Your first radio experience. Again, this is a discussion about breastfeeding. And if maybe you have an experience you would like to share, there's a mom out there who'd like to share experience or questions or comments, you can give us a call at 225-9655 or 1-800-557-5723. And let's, I guess... And I'm not sure how involved you all are with World Breastfeeding Week or activities. What I guess is the message that you would like to get out about breastfeeding? What are you trying to share with people? Any thoughts there? I'm leaving you speechless.
Do you want to share?
Sure. Okay. Well, this is Carla Gelhar. Janae called and asked me.
And that's Janae Meyer.
Janae Meyer, excuse me. She's a lactation consultant here in town. She called me the other day and asked if I would speak on behalf of breastfeeding moms and share a little bit about my experience. Just what was most helpful for me. Growing up as a person who was not particularly the first one to raise their hand for babysitting or knowing what in the world to do with a baby. I was well-intentioned but had no idea what I was doing. I took a friend's advice and I made an appointment with Janae. This is not purposely an infomercial for for Janae Meyer and her lactation consultant business, but I made an appointment with her before I had my son. And I said, I don't really know what to do here, but I want to make an appointment because I really want to be successful with breastfeeding, and help me out. I don't know what I'm doing. And it was a fabulous appointment. She gave me a lot to think about, a lot of really good research-based information. She's very up-to-date. And that was probably the single most making a connection with Janae Meyer and the lactation consultation thing that she does that made me successful in breastfeeding.
What are some of the challenges you as moms could share? Maybe what are some of the challenges of breastfeeding? What did you have to learn, I guess?
I think in my experience, the biggest challenges that I had was misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Can you give an example of that?
So conflicting, so you're a new nursing mom and you're in the hospital. And I cringe saying this a little bit because I felt very well cared for by the nurses at the hospital. However, I did get conflicting information about how to breastfeed, how long to be on one side, what does this mean, what does that mean, how do you know what to do, how your brain and breast and milk production are connected. And that conflicting information was really stressful. And I didn't, quite know what to do. And
Absolutely.
So I just decided Janae Meyer is my lady and I'm going to do whatever she says. And I can't listen to all these other people saying, oh, there's no hind milk, there's no fore milk, oh, you should, all well-intentioned people, mm-hmm. completely. But, you know, you have friends, you have, you know, grandmother figures sharing things, but people don't know the latest information. And so I think also knowing that Janae was there, that I could text her. Because when you have an infant and something is going wrong at 2 a.m. and your baby, like, needs to eat, she didn't answer my phone call. She didn't answer my text at 2 a.m., but you better believe that first thing in the morning, you know, she made contact with me. And then she came over to my house a couple times, too, to help me with a few things. And that absolutely was pivotal. And I nursed my son for just about 2 years.
Okay, and you mentioned hind milk and fore milk. What does that mean?
Oh, see? I'm going to have a baby in New Year's, and now I'm having to remember all these things. That's why we need...
Putting you on the spot.
Yes, I'm a little bit on the spot. But, so there's a thicker...
Generally
speaking, the first milk that comes out is thicker, richer, more fatty, more nutrient-rich. So it's your body's way of giving your baby the best, a shot of, you know, the best milkshake in the world. And then comes the whole milk after that. So, and, you know, so that was confusing as a new mom, because some people would say, you know, oh, feed on this side until they're done and then switch to the other side. Or they'd say, no, it's got to be 10 minutes and then switch. You know, it's very confusing, and you want to do the right thing, and you want to make sure that you have enough milk and that you're telling you're sending your brain the right signals. And
okay. And Aubrey, did you have a lactation consultant or do it on your own? What is your experience?
So I'm a little bit different. I have a almost 4-year-old, and when she was born, it was the first time that I'd ever nursed, and I was very determined, and I had a great support system of friends from church, and sorry, she's eating at the moment. I had a great support system of friends, and my family was really supportive of me nursing, and but again, you get this conflicting information, different sources of people have different ideas. Oh, you need to do it this way. Oh, you need to do it that way. And a lot of it is black and white. You either nurse or you don't. And for me, I was really frustrated. And at about 4 months, I had to stop nursing my 4-year-old. And I was devastated because I felt like I'd failed this whole nursing process, and not knowing any better, I just continued to bottle feed, and we moved on with life. And here comes our third baby, Carter, and she was having a very difficult start at life. We ended up back in the hospital under Billy lights, and because she would not lay under the lights very well, they recommended putting supplementing her nursing with formula, because my milk was not coming in quickly enough, and it just was not a very good experience. And so I again immediately felt like I had failed. Once we left the hospital, I tried to go to strictly nursing, and it didn't work. She was constantly hungry. My milk wasn't coming in the right way. And so finally, when she was 3 weeks old, Janae was back in town because she had been up north for training and had been visiting family, I believe. And I ended up getting an appointment with her, and it was completely eye-opening, not knowing what I was doing, even though it was my second time nursing. I had no idea what I was doing. And to know that there isn't this black or white, you can still nurse and bottle feed. You can still nurse and feed formula. You can pump and feed. You don't even have to have them nurse from the breast. And so for me, that was huge. And it was very empowering knowing that I'm still doing what's best for my baby. And knowing that no matter what I was doing, I still had that support from Janae. And again, not an infomercial by any means, but if there are any other lactation consultants in town, it's not well known that there are any in town. And that's huge for new moms, because like she was saying, you're tired, you're stressed, you don't know what you're doing. Even if it's your third, fourth, fifth kid, you still have that moment of trying to figure out what to do, your new routine, because you have more than one child. It was very different for me this time than my previous you know, than my 4-year-old, because I had a 5-year-old and a newborn. So she was pretty self-sufficient, you know. And this time I have a 3-year-old that needed all my attention as well. And so it's very different each time you breastfeed, and knowing what you have as resources is huge. Mm-hmm. But everybody's breastfeeding experience is different. So having somebody who's looking at your bigger picture, as opposed to friends who are like, well, it was like this for me, and mm-hmm. it's like this for me, and trying to take all that information and go, oh, well, I just completely failed at this whole breastfeeding thing, to have somebody be there and be empower, you know, help empower you to still continue to nurse and to do the things that you want to do.
And it sounds like both of you promote the idea of having a lactation consultant, and it sounds also like frustrations with well-meaning people, but like you said, everybody has had a different experience, mm-hmm. and your experience is different as well.
Absolutely. And I think for me, the biggest thing was one of my good friends telling me that it's different for her, so she's not going to give me any advice, but she's going to be there and be supportive. It was helpful in the beginning. And then after the honeymoon phase, as I call it, of getting through all these steps of, you know, feeling like you're doing the right thing, then she could share her experiences with me. Because I think if you have people come up to you and say, I don't know, maybe you felt this way too, but, oh, it was easy, why is it just not happening for you? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many other things that could be going on. And so I think that that was helpful, to have friends that were just like, I'm going to just support you and tell you it sucks. But
so would that be a bit of advice for people? You know, what would you say to someone? I guess, what is the best advice that a breastfeeding mom or post-breastfeeding mom can give to other moms? Just be supportive and, you know, does that make sense? Like, not Absolutely. Necessarily saying, hey, this is how it is, because mm-hmm. everyone's different. I guess, what advice would you give to people to be supportive of each other? I've left you hanging again.
Well, I guess I would say find someone who truly knows.
Yeah.
And that would be a lactation consultant.
Okay.
So, you know, if you know somebody that's struggling with breastfeeding, or it's hurting, and, you know, we know that breastfeeding should not hurt, you know, if it's hurting, there are some adjustments that need to be made, or something needs to be addressed. It should not hurt. And so I would just, you know, if you know somebody who's having a hard time breastfeeding, encourage them. If they live here in the area, have them make an appointment with Janae Meyer. Or reach out to somebody who, you know, I would say Janae Meyer, yeah. myself. But
I think there are a couple out there in this community. Yeah. I'm not sure who they are. Oh. I think so.
Well, and see, and that's the thing is, you don't really get that information when you're in the hospital. You don't get, hey, if you're having problems after you leave here, this is who you can contact, because you're only in their care, depending on the type of delivery, anywhere from 24 to 48, 72 hours. And so it's difficult. I know when I left, I was like, okay, what do I do now? You know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that knowing who those lactation consultants are, every single one of them, would be huge. And,
definitely.
You know, new moms can choose who they want to go see. But I didn't know that Janae existed until about 2 weeks before I had my daughter. One of the nurses up at the hospital asked if I was nursing, and then recommended if I had any problems to contact Janae. But that was the only context that it was in passing. Well, if this time you have as many problems as last time, you know, give Janae a call. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, and I didn't think about it until 2.5 weeks after she was born. So
yeah,
I think just having that information and not taking everybody's information to heart. You can try it, but not to let it stress you out if it doesn't work.
And for some women, they just really either don't produce enough mm-hmm. milk or have a huge challenge.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's, you know, in my case, there's medical issues that make it so that my milk doesn't come in, and I don't have as much milk to provide to my child. So that makes it very difficult to nurse and have her be fed. And so I kind of, you know, the mantra out there is breast is best, and this time around, this baby, it's fed is best. So,
mm-hmm. And what are some of the benefits of breastfeeding?
You want to talk? You don't have to make a bottle at 2 in the morning and wash all those little parts.
Absolutely.
And I also, the list is so long. That is just kind of like, I'm just kind of making a joke, which is out, which, I mean,
it's
true.
It's very true, because I do that at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not prepared to speak on breastfeeding per se. I'm here to speak about my experience, but
okay. I the things that I know is just your antibodies go through to the baby. The nutrients are so much better for your baby. They're getting everything that they need from you to sustain them for the first 1, 2, 3 years of life, other than just solid foods. Mm-hmm. So for that first few months, you are everything that they need, and that's amazing.
And how long should you breastfeed, and when should you wean, or is that different child to child?
American Pediatrics, they recommend 1 year, and the worldwide, the standard is 4 years to breastfeed your child for 4 years. One really cool thing that I learned through Janae that I thought was just so interesting and fabulous was that the baby's saliva goes into your body when they're nursing, and it tells your brain what they need at that moment. So it tells them that their saliva tells your brain what kind of milk to produce, what nutrients they need, what antibodies, what's going on for them, and what they need. So your milk is tailored specifically for that child at each feeding, which is just amazing. So, you know, it's information like that I, you know, really appreciate from Janae and having the time to meet with her. The other thing I do want to say is books are fabulous. However, when your child is not eating for 45 minutes, like the darn chart says they're supposed to be, and they're eating for 6 minutes, you have somebody to talk to about is this a problem? Like, what's going on with this? Like, yeah, my son would eat for 6 minutes, almost to the second, and then fall asleep. And I'm like, is this okay? Like, what's going on here? And then wake up again and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so we troubleshot a lot of things.
And for an example of that, what was that, good or bad? Or that just was how
was? No, that was just how he was. Also, my milk let down really fast, so he kind of got a fire hose, which caused, we had to change the positioning so he didn't choke or get air, you know, things like that. When you have a person in front of you who is advocating for you guys to figure this out, you know, she came to my house, she's helped me sit on my couch and helped me figure out, okay, you know, it's best to do this, tilt him more like that. Okay, now he's not going to get all those bubbles in his tummy when he's being fire hosed with this milk. And it helped a lot. I didn't have to get up and go to an appointment, which I could barely handle anyways. She came to my home. It was just amazing.
And isn't it a challenge? I understand you need to feed like every couple hours. So, yeah, every 2 hours. So how... Yeah. How is that just for your waking and just being, you know? I imagine that's very challenging.
It's very demanding. You know, you're breastfeeding your child about 8 hours a day, depending on how long your child eats.
Right.
I mean, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of bonding. There's a lot of snuggling. There's a lot of eye contact, you know, just that squishy baby time. And I'm sitting here looking at Carter thinking, she's so cute. And I'm not like, yeah.
I think also it's exhausting. You have to make sure you're eating as much as you need to be. I mean, you don't realize that once you start nursing, you're going to have to eat quite a bit more to sustain that milk production, because it takes a lot for your body to produce that milk. So on top of being tired because you're up every 2 hours, you're also having to eat better,
drink a lot of water,
and just make sure that you're taking care of yourself, which is often hard when you have a new baby or you have more than one kid. It's very difficult to stay on top of it. And, You know, there'd be days where I would look at the clock and go, I haven't eaten since like 2 o'clock this morning, and it's, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's just because you're so tired, you feel like a zombie, I think, mm-hmm. for that first few weeks that you're trying to get into your routine. And oftentimes, exclusively breastfed babies don't have that routine. They just kind of eat on demand. And that makes it even harder, I think.
Okay. We actually are out of time. Mm-hmm. This is really interesting. Lots of great information out there. And again, a reminder, at the Blueberry Festival, you will have a area where mm-hmm. moms and babies can kind of hang out.
Yeah. And, you know, as long as there's no moms in actively nursing, dads are welcome to come and change a diaper or bottle feed babe, because I know there's a lot of active dads out there as well. So they're welcome as well.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you so much for being here.